Now we have our second feature, the regular nostalgia article written by Derek James. Having heard about the shoe industry from Richard on part one, this piece pays tribute to Avis Brown, who worked in many of the shoe factories. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
Today I want to pay tribute to a very special person who did so much to make sure the memory of the once booming Norwich boot and shoe trade was not forgotten. Her name was Avis Brown. I'm sad to report that Avis, who spent most of her life working in various factories and then became the tour guide at the former Vandal Works, recently destroyed by fire, has died aged 82. She was a straight-talking, no-nonsense Norwich gal, with a keen sense of humour, who could paint a vivid picture of life in the factories over the years. Back in 2016, Jason Lark, then head of marketing at Vandal, told me she has so much to offer visitors, not just in the terms of the shoemaking process, but also the history of the trade and, above all, the people. And Avis said, "Do you know, I love every minute of it. Never, ever did I think I would be doing this. I was one of the last to leave when the Startright factory closed in 2003, and I thought that was the end of my life in the shoe industry. It gives me such a thrill to tell people about shoemaking in Norwich, what went on in the factories, well, some of what went on, and take them around Vandal. We should be so proud of our factories," she added. After leaving school, Avis got a job at Cayley's, then moved to Harmer's clothing factory, before following in her mother's footsteps and getting a job at Edwards and Holmes shoe factory. Three jobs, and she was still only 15. Soon after arriving, managing director Bill Forrest decided to build a new ladies' toilet called the Boudoir, with seats all around and ashtrays on stilts so they could sit and have a morning smoke, and then they'd all sing along to Workers' Playtime on the radio. Avis went on to work at Sexton, Son and Everard, then Trimfoot on Starling Road, where Lenny Wasps was the manager, before heading to Startright in 1974, where she stayed until the factory closed. "Within a few months, I never wanted to leave. One Christmas, they put the foreman in a box and danced around him singing the Startright song, and when director Roger Hook came out to see what was happening, he couldn't stop laughing," she said. "That's what it was like being a Startright person. You felt like you were a part of one big family. We had a social club on Romany Road, which was also the works canteen. We used to work and play together." By the 1980s, the relationship between managers and staff was very different. We were all on first name terms. David White, the boss, really was a gentleman. He always cared for us, said Avis. The world-famous Crome Road factory finally closed in 2003. The last day was awful. There were a lot of tears. There was such emptiness. Everyone was so hurt. We knew each other like a family. We had the word Startright running through us all, she added. It was where she met her husband Nigel, who also worked at Startright. He told me that the love of his life had been taken ill on holiday in Tenerife, and she was brought back to Norwich, where she died earlier this month. Our thoughts are with him, members of the family and friends, and funeral details will follow. With thanks to Francis and Michael Holmes of Norwich Heritage Projects, the publishers of the story of the Norwich boot and shoe trade. And I'm just going to give you a little rendition of that Startright song. "We are the Startright girls, we are the Startright girls. We know our manners, we spent our tanners. We are respected wherever we go. We are the Startright girls, we are the Startright girls. And when you hear the foreman shout, get your blooming finger out. We know we are the Startright girls." The accompanying photos with this piece show that lovely Startright logo of those two dear little twins walking away from the camera. The caption is, "Startright shoes have far to go." And the picture shows the twin children walking on the surface of the moon, a spacecraft standing nearby. There are shots of the factory floor, racks and racks of smart, shiny black, round-toed shoes, smiling staff, and two famous visitors. Heidi High star Ruth Maddock made a visit, as did Prince Charles in 1992, with Avis smiling happily at them both.
Thank you, Sarah.